What comes next? Anything is possible. This edition of Rachel's audio blog is brought to you by racheldixon.com, where a little work of art can go a long way. Hi, this is Rachel Dixon, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about the red-bellied woodpecker. I don't know about you, but when I go walking in the woods, it's a treat to see a woodpecker show up, especially the red-headed woodpecker. A couple interesting facts about this bird. Red-headed woodpecker forages for food rather than excavates holes to find insects, which I thought was interesting because I thought woodpeckers pecked. But apparently this bird is also known for foraging for insects and seeds and so forth on the ground. It is the only woodpecker that covers its cache of food with bark or wood. Grasshoppers are stored alive, wedged so tightly in a crevice, escape is impossible. Now, I thought that was a pretty interesting fact because what bird jams their live prey into a tree crack only later to come back and eat it, which I thought was kind of funny. It's not such a nice thing for the grasshopper, but... Also, this bird, the red-headed woodpecker, was featured on a United States Postal Service 2-cent stamp in 1996. And another fact about this bird I discovered while researching online, very specifically whatbird.com, this bird is currently on the evaluation status of near threatened, and apparently that they are foragers. Apparently they get hit by cars a lot. But anyway, let's listen in on this bird. I know that normally it's difficult to identify the sounds of some birds, so take a listen. You were listening to a little conversation by a red-headed woodpecker. I decided to paint this bird because, again, I have a fascination with woodpeckers, and you can find an image and also purchase this piece. It's still available to purchase. It's titled Static Cling, Red-Headed Woodpecker, and it's available at racheldixon.com. I hope this audio blog inspires you to do the things that fills your soul, even just for a few minutes. Onward and upward for the arts. To learn more about artist Rachel Dixon, visit racheldixon.com. In the meantime, find your creative spirit.